This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for motherfucking Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo! Oh, so good. March 24th. Snuck right up on me. You know, I don't even know when we booked this vacation. And by booked it, I mean just, you know, put it into the schedule. But Bryn very quietly got himself a trip to Hawaii. And then I think it was like last week I realized that we had a week off. I'm like, oh, all right.
No. That was before that. We talked about it.
Yeah, probably.
You know, it's one of those things I'm bad at in general. It's how I get in the most trouble is you know, a partner. This isn't just me and my wife. It's through the years when someone brings something up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds fine. And I don't think anything of it. And I go, oh, that'll be good. Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's forever.
And then when it comes, you know, when that comes to be, I'm always like, wait, what? I've never been good at just going, wait, let me look at a calendar and think this through, check with others, and then get back to you. I never think to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. At this point, clearly in my 50s, I'm just broken that way. Oh, well.
John has been trying to fix me for a long time. I actually do now. I used to go, yeah, we'll do that or whatever. And now I have to, he says, don't put anything on the calendar unless we've talked about it. No more putting things on the calendar without talking about it. And then so I always just, and it actually gives you a second to pause, Vin. You just go, that sounds great. I need to talk to the old man about it or the old, you know, old lady, the
old
missus.
Lady.
Yeah, I need to talk to the missus about it, but, you know, I'll let you know.
Well,
but then
anyway.
you got to remember to talk about it, and you got to let them know.
I think Bryn is stoked. I think this is a good time of year to be on Oahu. Like, it's not going to be super packed, yeah. And the weather's going to be perfect. Not too hot, but you'll be in sandals and trunks.
Oh,
that's
so
right,
good.
Yeah. And this is one of those things that I need a book and take care of, you know, the whole vacation time and everything. That was a request from her. I think it was like as early as January when she asked.
It was a while ago.
She was like, when can we take that break? And then she aligned it with Cameron's spring break, which is next week. So that works out for
she's
us.
She's a planner. What planners
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Right. I wouldn't have done
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And non-planners go, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Can you, because someone else
what else are we talking about?
Let's, that sounds great.
Ball.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Hold on a minute. I'll be back. Yeah, okay. What were we saying?
I don't know. We're talking about itchy balls or something.
Oh, hey, dear. You have itchy balls?
No, you do.
Remember that? The phrase that pays used to be, Sarah, your balls are showing.
Oh, yeah. For a long time, that's what you
would
say.
Yeah, that was
the
phrase
time.
That pays forever.
Yeah. What did it pay again?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Like you got a free t-shirt or something.
Something, but yeah.
We're clearly not equipped to do a... I'm going to read you a bad advice. It's a short
one. Let's do that. Yes, actually.
I'm going to do
someone
that.
Someone wrote in and said, are you kidding? 25 minutes on Sarah's underwear?
What the fuck do you people want from me? I gave you 25 minutes on my crotch. You know, honestly, I cannot win for losing. No matter what. If I hold things in, I'm in trouble over that. If I tell you everything, it's TMI. Like, fuck you, you brat. Talked about my crotch and my asshole and the string right across. So, I was horrified by what I revealed, and you're whining about
You've
that.
You've been fighting the thong fight for over decades
fight
now, right?
The thong fight every minute.
We're proud of you, Sarah.
I really like that
proud
show.
Of you too. Yeah,
that was yeah, I liked it too. Like so it. You guys are so supportive, you know, athletic supporters, supportive. Like,
no, I'm serious
on.
About you know. I'm happy that you're open minded to trying new things that can benefit
I'm not
you.
Not that like, open minded. I had
well,
to. It was
yeah,
like
you
I was
are. You're
forced
right.
Into a
you're
corner.
Very close minded. That's why I'm proud that you finally opened for once.
For
your
once.
Mind to that.
Maybe she'll start doing more stuff now.
Yeah. Hey.
Turn around.
Wait, aren't we going to sing? Why am I
here
the only one
turn
singing?
Turn around.
Are we singing now?
No, we're not. You're going to read it. You're going to read about advice. We're going to help some people, and then we're going to leave.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
That's right? I don't know if this one's hard or easy.
All right.
I'll let you. And I never had to face this, so I don't know what your thoughts will be. Hello. Love your show. Longtime listener. My 16-year-old daughter has been in a relationship for several months and has asked to have her girlfriend sleep over. I grew up in a generation of parents that had a lot of purity culture and rules without necessarily having a reason. I feel like I'm supposed to say no, but I can't really think of a reason to support that answer. I know that with teens, when you forbid them to do something, it just means they have to be more creative in finding opportunities to do that thing. Mm. We've had discussions about consent, and I'm happy she can explore a relationship in a healthy manner. Are there reasons to not let her have the sleepover? Are there rules that I should put in place, i.e. not sleeping in the same bed? Thanks for your input, OFOC. Just when you think you've got parenting figured out, you have a teenager.
Can you read the front part of that again? What was the first couple sentences there?
My 16-year-old daughter has been in a relationship for several months and has asked to have her girlfriend sleep over. The girl that she's in a relationship with.
Yeah, so that's interesting because I think that if it were a guy and a girl, you would feel completely
justified
comfortable
saying,
and justified
no.
saying, fuck no. Your boyfriend can't sleep over? Absolutely fucking not. No, there's no, you don't get to bone people in my house.
Right.
But suddenly because it's another girl, it changes that dynamic in such a way that you feel like, well, I don't feel like I can say no. Why do you feel like, don't you feel like you can say no?
Yeah. I think you need to ask yourself, do I feel comfortable with those two sleeping in the same bed, having sex in my house? You're not wrong that they're teenagers, and if that's something that they're up to, they'll find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it, and listen, when I was a kid, there was no fucking way my boyfriend was ever sleeping over at my house. My parents
right.
would never have put up with that. I didn't even ask. I didn't, you know, I wouldn't have even wanted that. Forget it. It's not, that wasn't happening. But I knew people who, their parents did not care. And by the time they were 16 years old, it was clear that their mom had taken them to get birth control. There was just a looser household. They're, you know, not looser in that they were sluts, but just like they were, every family has its own rules. So I think for this lady, you just got to figure out what you're comfortable with. You don't have to have a reason to support it. You just say, she can sleep over, but she has to sleep on the couch. She can't sleep over because I don't want you guys doing it in my house. She can sleep over, but she's got to be on a sleeping bag on the floor, and I'm going to trust you guys to not do anything. Or she can sleep over, you guys can go at it all fucking night. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you got to think about these things from a few different angles. But in general, I remember a lot of kids. I remember a girl I knew. Her parents were buying her cartons of cigs when she was 13. Cartons.
Oh, boy.
Like, they were like, yeah, you're buying cigs, so we'll get you the least expensive version of what it is you smoke. Like, let's get that carton so you get the deal.
Right.
Like, they my don't... parents would have never.
Right.
In a million, I didn't even feel comfortable smoking around my parents when I was in my 20s. Like, I just didn't. It did, like, that wasn't okay, but I realize there's different dynamics all over the place. I can give you an example in my own house. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I am. And I know that I, growing up as a kid, I didn't drink in my house. And there were lots of parents that bought kegs for us and their kids drank and we had parties at their houses. And so, it, you know, they were comfortable with that. I can assure you, despite being, you know, possibly called a hypocrite, that I will never green light drug or alcohol use in my house ever for my kids. It doesn't matter if I'm a hypocrite or I suck or I'm the worst dad in the world. You're not doing that here. And I know what that means. I know people will say, well, I felt better if they're doing it in my house. Then I know they're okay. That's fine. I understand your argument. My
that
argument is
for you.
Yeah. And my argument is no.
Right.
I'm not green lighting that. So you can go do that at the friend's house that they it's okay to do that at. But you can't do it here.
And please call me. I'll give you a ride. Never drive. Don't get in a car with someone who's been drinking. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you are an alcoholic. And that's a, first of all, I'm sure you worry about that with your kids. They do say there's a genetic element to that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's a fucking concern. And beyond that, you know, the whole partying with kids things has always felt weird and wrong to me. There are always those parents. But again, it comes down to what? Do you want to, like this to this lady, getting back to her thing, what are you comfortable with? I think you need to decide that first. And then that's your reason for it. You don't need a reason to support your, you are the parent. No is a complete sentence. You don't have to tell her why. You just have to be comfortable with whatever you do decide on.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the double standard there is very real. Like,
yeah,
you're considering it because it's two girls. You probably wouldn't consider it at all if it were a boy and a girl.
Yeah, it would be an absolutely not situation. Or maybe she would. Maybe she'd be in the same.
And that is something a lot of families do. I've heard of families that are like, we like this boy. We like this boy with our daughter. He's nice. He's respectful. He's cool. We enjoy his company. He can come on the family trip. He gets to stay in the hotel room with her, like whatever. I get that. And I would want my kids to have, let's say, a good, nice person that they're enjoying youthful experiences with. I would want that over, I met a 22-year-old and I'm 15. Like that ain't happening. Not on my watch. So I can see why some families make exceptions because they go, you know what? He's a good kid. He's a good kid and we like him.
So maybe that's what
you have to take into consideration with this young lady. Maybe she's someone who's good for your child and you feel like, well, why would I damn that when I feel like it's A, they can't get pregnant, and B, hey, she's a good person and they're good together and I know they won't marry because they're high school kids, but...
Right. Well,
I don't know. That's a tough one, but I have no problem saying absolutely not. No.
Right. It's right. It's your comfort level. Shoot, you made a point in there that I really liked. And I know it escapes me. But I do feel like it really is going to come down to what you are personally. And you don't have to explain it to other people either. Like, it's, I think you know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And being true to that and just, and you can use that as the reason. I'm just not comfortable with it. I'm sorry. Or, but look, if you say I'm perfectly comfortable with it, then yes, of course you can sleep over. You don't get to say anything else. I mean, you allowed it, so.
Well, maybe she wants to be there for adult supervision to kind of guide.
Just sit in the room and show them what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, for her, it's what she's comfortable with. I had a really weird experience with Anita's dad. And this is after Cameron was born. For some reason, I forget the scenario, but I needed to sleep over there at the house, at her dad's house. And he was like, you're sleeping downstairs. And I'm like, well, he clearly knows that we've boned.
But you own a house together.
Yeah, I know. But I understood what he was getting at, which is, you're not going to bone in my house.
Right. And it was totally, you're unmarried asses?
I don't know what it is. Look, even maybe 20 years down the line, he still won't want his kid, his daughter to bone the house, possibly. And I get that.
Oh, okay.
You know, who knows?
Or that's his marriage stance, and that's understandable too.
Possibly,
like maybe he feels like, you know, hey, I don't want to alienate who my daughter's partner, but I do want him to know they need to be married if they're going to be under this roof doing the, you know, the, maybe that's how he feels. I don't know. You know, older people have their own sensibilities and that might be it. I don't know. But either way, I get that you were like, this is weird, but okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Fight him?
Downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight it. Yeah, no.
I mean, yeah.
It is. It's true. Like, certain things come down to just being respectful of someone's wishes. And your daughter sounds like she's a person who's, you're looped in, you're aware of what's going on in her life. And maybe she would welcome a discussion where you guys talk about it and you get her feelings and thoughts on it and why she thinks that would be okay and what she thinks might happen, just so that you can have a clear picture of what the intentions are. Because you're not wrong about teenagers finding a way to do the things they want to do, mm-hmm. and alienating teenagers, it can be one of the, it's a tricky, man, it's a tricky road. You push, you, a kid will push back so hard and find ways and be devious. And
well, but they will also immediately be comfortable now that they're allowed to spend the night. She will move in.
Basically, right.
And that, I don't mean that too, that necessarily or very specifically, but I'm saying you've taken the wall down. Now that's like, that's allowed. And
you
so, okay, yeah, she's going to stay over because we have school early tomorrow and we're going to go in together. And then, oh, it turns out she's, you know, and oh, we're studying late. And so she just stayed over. And now we don't even ask anymore because you're cool with it, right?
Mm.
That's the way kids
slippery
think.
Slope. Yep. And they're not wrong. You opened the door and they slid right through because that's what they do. Oh, look at the door. Let's go. Hey, this is great. That's awesome over here. I get to do whatever the fuck I want. Teenagers, they're the best. I'm so glad I don't have teenagers, and little, I'm so glad I don't have little kids. God, kids.
Keep, you had good boys
in,
though. They weren't up to any kind of.
You are
they weren't
not
up
wrong.
To, they weren't up to no good.
They weren't up. They weren't up to the no good behaviors. You are. Yeah. You are right.
They were up to good.
They were up to good. Yep. They were good kids. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty I don't know. I'm sure of it. I hope. I actually hope there's plenty I don't
there's
know.
There's really no, like, clear path or answer for parenting. You know, like, you're going to say one thing and all kids react differently and are going to do their own thing. You know, some kids are assholes and other kids are great kids like Riley, right?
So, I was an asshole for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely an asshole. I was definitely one of those assholes.
I was both. I was a rule follower. I liked there to be rules and boundaries, but I also wanted to push at them the whole time. I was so rotten to my mom, too. That's like, I have a few familial regrets.
Can I hear the worst thing I ever said to my mom?
Yes.
That I fucking still regret.
Oh, my God. To Janet?
Like, it was middle school. Her name was Kelly. It was middle school, and I was so mad at her. I forget why. I was like, fucking so stupid. And I was so mad. We were like arguing in the morning, and she sends me off with lunch. And I said to her, I don't even like this. This is disgusting. And she, her love language is food. Like, she's always like, here, eat. Still to this day, all she's all about is eat. And I said that, and I could tell she didn't say, she said nothing and just handed it to me and walked away. And I still think about that every fucking day. Like, I'm a shit fucking kid, dude.
Did you ever go back and apologize and say, I do love the food?
This was like 30 years ago. I mean, she knows I love her food. I think I know I said it to hurt her. It was so fucked up. But, you know, it's one of those things. I just wanted to fucking dig in, and I did it. And now I look back like, what a fucking... I didn't even mean it.
I can't believe you have never addressed that with her. Maybe, like...
I don't know. We're just not that type, you know?
Oh, okay.
I should have.
That is a real thing in every person's life. I don't think it has to just be with your mom, although your mom is being the most important person in your childhood. Mm-hmm. I can see how that stuck with you, but I can think of things through the years for no reason other than they stuck with me. Some shitty thing I did, some shitty thing.
Yes.
Like all the way back in like second grade in music class, this girl I had a crush on was singing and I laughed. And I don't know why I laughed. I didn't know how to tell her I really like you. I just laughed and she was singing and was like, oh, crunch. And now I look back at it and go, what a fucking dick. Who laughs at a person who's trying to sing their, you know, but it's that
did
kind
you
of stuff.
Did you like point and laugh? Like,
no, it was, no, she knew it was, she, I mean, I was right there. We were right next to you, but it was just one of those things where You know, I was a kid. I don't know why I did it. I had a crush on her. I liked her. She wasn't singing badly. And yet, there I that was my reaction. It wasn't... Couldn't have been met
and
with,
it just has stuck with you all.
Wait, but you remember those things. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, you know, in my case, I wasn't trying to hurt her. I had a crush on her. I just didn't know how to get her attention. I got her attention all right. She was like, God, you're a dick. These things happen. That's, I mean, I think it's really interesting how little snapshots of your life on a long life with all the things that have happened and you, that you've done, which ones will stick with you and be recurring. You just go, what? That
Why
again?
Is that in the photo album? Get out
How'd
of here.
That come up? Like what?
That one time that saw that pretty flower. That can't be in there. It's got to be the time I was an asshole. Mm-hmm. All right.
The lotion wasn't mine. That's what I think about a lot. Yeah.
I'm sure this will be fine. I'm sure this cap gun will be fine. Nope, you're expelled. All right. Well, good luck. Please let us know what you decide and how that goes. I'm interested in this. I mean, that is, I think this is, I'm glad you wrote because I do think it's a big deal and a big decision to make. It, and like Vinny said, you're sort of laying the groundwork for the expectations of the future. So good luck with that. Have a good one, everybody. We're on motherfucking vacation. What are you going to do next week? Are you guys going to do like best of secret shows?
We'll slide in some older ones.
So there'll still be some there goodies, at 10 o'clock oldies. Or is that?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. 10 o'clock Odyssey.
Perfect. All right. That's it. What's up, Vinny?
The end.
Uh-huh.